blast from point blank range and never hit once. I'm heaven sent, but devilish, a specialist. You niggas couldn't make a good impression in wet cement, so throw up the white flag. No need to fight back. Drop your mic, head to the freezer and grab an ice pack. Get your light snaps, I'm cold as the ice cap. Sold my soul to Satan, turned around and stole it right back. I'm jacking dead broke folks, cause I'm dirt poorer.
I sold my soul to the devil today.
My soul to rock and roll, so I
alright, peace y'all, peace, peace, peace. We back with another album breakdown. And the first album we're going to talk about is going to be The Masqueraders. All right. Salute to my man, John. All right. I'm not going to say your last name, but he sent me this and he wanted me to break this down. And this is going to be the first one. It's going to be called The Masqueraders. And this is on the Love Anonymous album. Right. Now, this group hasn't really made it that far, but, you know, they're an old school group that was in the business. Okay. Now, the first thing I want to talk about is going to be The Door. Now, we've already heard Nori speak about The Door, right? That there are different doors that you can go through, all right, to get in this business, all right?
When you platinum and you're getting $50,000 a show, I've been there. There's a door that you can walk in.
Now, if you pay attention, they're all wearing Freemasonic top hats, which is ironic. They're dressed for the occasion. Alright, they are dressed for the occasion. Okay, now we're going to pan over to the back album cover. Now, on the back of the album cover, right, this is going to be very significant. So I want you guys to pay very close attention. Now, on the back of this album cover, you see you have the all five of these guys. They went through the door. Okay, and on the other side of the door is the lady in red. Okay, and she's positioning herself in a satanic position, hand position. Okay, now, when you see all five of these individuals leaning in towards the Lady of Red, if you didn't know, the Lady of Red represents Satanism, the devil, okay, the devil. All right, now, with them all leaning in, they are all giving her what? An offering, okay, an offering. They're offering her red roses. These are all satanic practices. Okay, when you're going through this lodge or Freemasonic lodge, you're going to have to get down. All right, now, what I want you guys to pay very close attention to, which is very important, is the hidden man. Okay, you see this guy's foot here. Okay, you're not really supposed to pay attention to this, but you see this guy's foot here on the side to the bottom left-hand corner. He is the hidden hand. Okay, he's a representation of the demon, okay, that they have to talk to get to Satan. All right, now you see he's wearing red boots, but he's not visibly in the picture. Okay, this is a clear representation of Satanism. Once you get involved in a lot of these occult practices, you will see that you're going to have some type of connection to this knowledge. All right, you don't just wake up one day and start practicing this. Now, like I said, these guys haven't went far, but I'm pretty sure they're not struggling financially, okay?
Please.
We are the Masqueraders.
And how long have you been in this group?
Over 50 years.
Now, the next album I want to point out is going to be 40 Glocks, New World Agenda. Now, don't be disguised or fooled and think that this guy is actually doing this album cover, all right, to expose the evil doings in the world. Okay, he was playing the game just as much as anybody else. All right, so you see here, he's got an empty shell casing on the left that says "Do what thou wilt." Okay, and on the other end it says "Freedom." All right, and then up here to the right it says "A broken clock is right twice a day." Okay, which is actually a Freemasonic term, if you guys didn't know. But the fact that you see a lot of this Freemasonic square and compass, all right, around him as he's sitting in what appears to be a throne or protection, okay, he's protected by the Freemasons, okay? He's sitting in a throne or a chair that represents he's being protected by them, all right? Now, on each side, you see the White House, right? On each side of this picture here, But behind it, if you look very close, on one side is the skull and bones, okay? And then on the other side, you see the all-seeing eye, all right? So now these people know exactly what they're doing. So if you say, yo, Jay, you know, 40 Glock ain't down, he broke, you know what I'm saying? What happened after he got beat up by the game?
40 Glock, look at 40 Glock, y'all.
Yeah, they're all down with it. If you don't believe me, look at the back of this album cover. Okay, he's doing the I know sign. All right, now when you see a lot of people like KRS-One and a lot of these other people that do this hand sign, okay, this is them representing they know the hidden knowledge. Okay, they know the secrets. Okay, and they don't have to rap or do anything. They can, they'll always be good. You will never see 40 Glock working at a retail store. Why? Because he's down with the program, right? He doesn't have to get a regular job if rap doesn't work out for him. All right, so now here is a picture of the inside CD cover with his hands positioned in the Baphomet pose. Okay, what would make a person put their hand in their pocket that way? Unless they're down with the program, right? I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't just walk around the street with my hand like that. Okay, so yeah, he definitely knows what's going on. All right. Now, I know y'all wanted me to do a video on Nas. Okay, y'all been asking me, yo, Jay, do a video on Nas, man. You got to talk about Nas, man. But in my reality, if you can't see it, I've been broke down the Nas situation of the uncut version of You're the Man. I'm honestly tired of talking about it. If you can't see it by now, I don't know. But as you can see here, this is on the King's Disease album. The album that he actually won a Grammy for, ironically, right? But when you see these red spirits, these red angels, right, around this throne that they are carrying to represent Nas, right? This is a form of imps, okay, I-M-P. Now, if you look up what an imp is, it is a small devil. Some people get this confused with Cupid and things of that nature, but it's actually not. Now, on the table, right, on the table in front of the throne, you will see a boar's head, a skull, money, and open food, right? This is a representation of giving offerings to these spirits, okay? There's no reason why this would be positioned here with Nas not being in the picture, all right? This is actually a representation of giving an offering, all right? Now, with the throne being placed here in the chair, this is the demon that he contacted for being the king, okay? For being the king, which is why I said he won a Grammy for this album. All right, it doesn't make any sense to the average viewer, but it actually has a meaning. All right, when you see imps, you know for a fact that there's some type of demonic practices involved.
In Old English, impa generally means a child. However, in the beginning of the 16th century, it was used more often as imp of hell or imp of the devil. A century later, it came to mean a small demonic creature created by the devil.
Alright, so with that being said, if y'all guys want me to break down any album covers, just leave them in the comments below, and I'll get right to it. Peace and blessings, y'all.